Hello everyone, how have you been? I'm Benjamin Robson, your host of today's episode. Welcome back to Fluency News, your podcast with the latest and greatest news of what's going on around the world. You know that interacting with the language and the culture is the perfect way to enhance your learning process, right? And this is what it aims for. Here, you'll get up to date while you practice your listening skills and learn a lot of new vocabulary. And to help you with that, you can listen to this podcast as many times as you want. And you can also read the transcription while you listen to it. The link for the transcription is in the description of this episode. And to complement your studies, you can follow us on Instagram and on Fluency TV English to check out all the tips we post. Now, let's get to it. We'll start with an outstanding victory in female cricket. India beats England by 88 runs. That's awesome, right? This is a memorable series victory for India because that's their first victory against England since 1999. The match and the series will be remembered for an astonishing innings by the Indian captain, Harmanpreet Kaur. She hammered 143 from 111 balls, including 43 off the last 11, to set England a near impossible target of 334. Let's go over some interesting vocabulary, starting with the word outstanding. Outstanding means something extremely good or excellent. The women's cricket victory was outstanding. It was exceptionally good. It was memorable. Memorable means easy to remember or worth remembering, especially due to being remarkable in a positive way. That victory was memorable because it was India's first victory in 23 years against England. That's why it was an outstanding game. Good job, India. Another interesting word is astonishing. Astonishing means something very surprising. In that cricket match, the captain of the team will be remembered for her astonishing innings, her amazing or incredible innings. Now, we'll talk about a sport that most people like, soccer. Fabio Cannavaro, who was captain of the victorious Italy side in 2006, retired from playing in 2011 and went into coaching in Asia. Now he is the manager in Europe with Serie B side Benevento. He managed clubs in China and Saudi Arabia and spent 6 weeks as manager of the Chinese national team in 2019. Okay, so let's talk about the word manager. At work, a manager is a professional who takes a leadership role in an organization and manages a team of employees. But what does it mean to be a sports manager? A sports manager is someone who organizes and oversees the activities of sports teams. It's different from being a coach. Coaches are more focused on team preparation, practices, and making the players the best possible to win matches, while managers have wide-ranging responsibilities, including selecting the team, choosing the tactics, recruiting and transferring players, negotiating player contracts, and speaking to the media. Fabio Cannavaro was the captain of Italy's winning FIFA World Cup squad in 2006. In 2011, he retired from playing and became a soccer coach in Asia. Now he is the new manager at Serie B side Benevento. So brilliant! Soccer is still our subject for our last news. Have you ever heard about Ethan Nwaneri? He became the youngest ever Premier League player at the age of 15. He plays at Arsenal, but they first saw him when he was playing in attack for Arsenal's under-14s away at West Ham. Everyone is talking about him after he came on for Arsenal against Brentford. The attacking midfielder was playing regular under-16 football last season and has now made his senior debut. How awesome is that? The youngest ever Premier League player. Don't you wish you were that talented at the age of 15? Okay, so, in English, if you want to describe something or someone, you use an adjective. In this news, we are describing Ethan Nwaneri as being young, so young is his quality. It's the adjective in this sentence. But notice that we are using the word youngest, which has a different meaning. That is because we are expressing the extreme or highest degree of his quality. He is not just young, but the youngest. That's called a superlative adjective in English. Think about it this way. Have you ever heard of the Guinness World Records? It is a book which serves as the international authority on achievements in almost any category that you could name. the fastest car, the world's largest pizza, the oldest woman in space, the tallest living man. To be a world record holder elevates your status, right? And this is why these words are called superlative adjectives, because when you use them, you are superlative in some distinct way. Now, I know that you are thinking Fluency Academy is the greatest course to help you improve your English, and you are totally right about that. So go ahead and join our waiting list on en.fluencytv.com and make me the happiest teacher alive. Those were the news of the week. I really enjoyed being here with you today. And if you like this episode, don't forget to share with your friends and tell everyone we are here once a week to spread all the good news from around the world, right? Have a good one, and I'll see you soon.